producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Free Talk Live, and you can join us here on the radio waves on this live Sunday edition of the program. Joining you here in the studio, you've got me, Ian.
And me, Mark.
Yes, so you can bring up anything you want. We'll give you our toll-free numbers and the Skype here in a moment. Last night, we opened the show with a story about spooky Halloween houses, like scary kind of more so than normal, more gore than you might expect from like a front yard display. And we got sidetracked, ended up talking about immigration and other things like that.
Once it happens on a Saturday night, it's over.
Which is fine. You know, it's Free Talk Live, open phones any night, so you can always call in and bring up anything you want. But I think this is an interesting story, and it deserves further discussion because we just barely scratched the surface last night. There are a couple of houses that have offensive Halloween displays out front. Now, this happens every year. You know, you can set your watch to Halloween season. It's guaranteed that you're going to see stories about the offensive displays. You're going to see stories about the Christian hell houses, the fear-mongering about strangers and candy. I mean, it's like, you can set your clock to these stories coming out every single year. And so here's the latest. This one has the first yard I'm looking at here is in New Jersey, and there's a depiction of a Jordanian pilot who's in a cage. He was burned alive by ICE. After being captured by them after the shooting down of his jet fighter earlier this year. So they're depicting him. They're depicting a terrorist who is wearing a Barack Obama mask for some reason and then carrying a bloodstained machete. And then there's also a what is purported to be a U.S. soldier in camouflage and appears to have a flag draped around him. That is hanging from a tree.
He's the good American that Barack Obama is lopping the head off of.
And there's quite a bit of blood around him as well and on him. Now, the gentleman who owns the property is saying that this is an anti-ISIS display. He is only identifying himself as Matt. He was interviewed by NJ.com. This story is coming from the Daily Mail. He says, "What greater scary man is there than the real threat among us?" And I guess he's talking about terrorism, that terrorism is embodied by this character in his yard, and that is the scary man who is supposedly among us.
Right.
Which, of course, is what the government would like you to believe, that there are a bunch of terrorists lurking out there, just creeping around the corners in the bushes, waiting for their moment to strike.
Oftentimes, when certain events are coming up, when Americans are having just a little too much fun, they'll send out a terror warning.
Right. Remember to be watchful, America.
Or when the government is, there are threats of funding being taken away from the government, in which case they have to send out another terror threat to let you know that, look, you wouldn't be so safe if it wasn't for us.
If you see something, say something, so they say. You can, of course, join us here with your thoughts on distasteful Halloween displays. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. But the neighbors don't agree with the homeowner, at least some of them, those who were interviewed for the story. Alexio Natale, who lives across the street, said Halloween is for children, not for adults, to be controversial.
Now's not the time for your opinion.
Well, when would it be more appropriate to set up a gore-filled display or diorama on your front lawn during any other time of the year?
I don't have a good answer for this, frankly. I don't get decorations.
You don't get it, meaning you don't understand?
I don't understand people's obsession with these decorations.
It's fun.
All right. I'll take your word
for
it.
There you go.
It doesn't seem like fun to me.
I don't do it personally, but, you know.
Why? Do you not like fun?
Well, it's not my kind of fun.
Oh, I see.
But some people get fun from different things.
So it's not fun.
You for might you. Have fun wrestling.
Not
with,
fun for me.
You might have fun wrestling with pigs, but for some people, that's not a fun time.
Generally, I don't. I prefer not to wrestle with pigs if
you,
I can avoid
you
it.
You like raising pigs.
I do like okay? raising pigs.
All right, so let's just say raising pigs in general. But that's not fun for everyone. For some people, it's fun to be creative and come up with an interesting and or outrageous or disgusting display. Some people really have talent at this kind of thing. You know, they might be good.
Some people are just a-holes.
At creating gore, and you know, some people want attention. Some people have a statement to make. I can understand why that would be fun. I don't have the creative ability to do it, nor the interest to do it. I'm having enough difficulty figuring out what to be for Halloween this year.
I just don't have the interest. And right. So from that standpoint, I'm not decorating for Christmas. I'm not decorating for Halloween. I'm
but
not decorating
get
for
it.
Any of these.
You
I don't
get it.
I get it in that sense, okay. In the sense you're saying. It's just, you know, it doesn't internalize for me. It seems like there's better things to do. Whatever. Plus, I'm a Quaker. We don't do holidays.
Better things to do. I mean, people have so much free time these days. If you think about the amount of luxury time that
and
Americans
they're complaining
have.
About their jobs and a variety of other things. Mm-hmm. They're complaining about how much money they have and all this stuff.
People are complaining about how much money they don't have, you mean, right? Usually you don't complain if you have too much.
Right, they're complaining about the quantity of money that they have.
If you find yourself burdened by too much money, we can help you with that. Go ahead and send it over to the Free Talk Live AMP program at amp.freetalklive.com.
If you are not sufficiently burdened with a pedantic nitpicker, I've got one for you. So going on, I'm not the decorating sort, and I wouldn't spend my time on it. Whatever, if you want to do it, thanks so much. There are some decorations out there that I really do enjoy when I drive past
like them. The Christmas lights, the badass Christmas light displays, those are cool.
Sometimes I think people go too far with them.
It's crazy, some of them, but those are the ones that are the coolest, right?
You know,
if they've gone too far, that's going to win the award, right?
Everybody gets to put up whatever they want in their yard, and everybody gets to have an opinion about it.
Not in America.
Just
you
saying.
Don't actually get to put what you want up in your yard in a lot of places.
Sure you do. I mean,
not really.
You either
there was
pick
those,
the place
those,
that you wanted to be, which might not have
in,
stuff.
Those people in Orlando were threatened over having a garden in their front yard.
Yeah, well, they chose to live in a crap hole. What can I tell you? I don't know what to tell you.
Well, you can't make you can't say that you have the freedom to do that. In a lot of places, you don't. In a lot of places, it's illegal to grow your grass higher than a certain number of inches. And I'm not talking about deed-restricted neighborhoods necessarily, and there's certainly ridiculous restrictions in there, but at least people have agreed to those when they move into.
Yeah, you've met people in jail who didn't agree with legalizing, who were in for marijuana that didn't agree with legalizing it.
Crazy.
So, I mean, yeah, what I'm saying is let the slaves have their slavery. I don't care. And again, you can do whatever you want. None of my business. I enjoy some of them. Some of them I think are too much. I get to have my opinion. You get to have your opinion. All that stuff. If you're not making something for kids on Halloween that's interesting for kids on Halloween, you're probably going to have some people sneer and poo-poo you. Those people are probably
happens.
Jerks, and you're probably a jerk, too. So there you go.
Well, anyway, so the neighbors, some of them aren't so happy. Alexio Natale says, I think it's tasteless and un-American. Well, I don't know exactly what is un-American about this. This guy believes he's being an American. Like, he's, you know, he believes he's supporting the military or whatever. At least that's what the design of the display appears to support, is the military to some extent.
It seems like it.
You know, so he believes that's American. I don't necessarily.
You get the explanation, but if you're just standing there looking at the blood-drenched flag and this Barack Obama mask with a machete.
Yeah.
And
like I said earlier.
You might be befuddled by what you're seeing.
It is a bit of a mixed message, and but you know, whatever, people are doing their best to express themselves, and I think that that's an American thing. I don't necessarily support the military. I support freedom, and I think the military works against freedom for the most part, but it's certainly an American thing to express yourself, you know, with the purported freedom of speech.
Sure.
And this is freedom of speech.
Yes.
Even though he's not speaking words, he is using symbolism, he's using design, he's using art to attempt to get a message across. Now, is it the most effective way to do it? No. But it is getting a discussion started. And I bet you, now we're sharing with you the Daily Mail story, which is kind of summarizing some of the news out there. There's actually another house we'll talk about here in a moment. But I bet you he's getting plenty of coverage there in New Jersey, in the town in which he lives. And that gives him the chance to better explain what his diorama here is all about.
Sure.
So ultimately, it did get a conversation started, and that is certainly an American thing. But would you be offended by this? I mean, we're talking about a kind of a gory display. It's certainly not the goriest of displays. Nobody has been disemboweled or anything like that. It's just somebody hanging from a tree with some blood on their body, and then or on their clothing, and then a man in a cage, and also a Obama-masked man holding a bloody machete. So there's some blood involved, but not the goriest display. If there were something that was super gory and really gross, would that upset you, and would you be all aflutter about this? Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Should people not be allowed to have these displays? It's Free Talk Live.
BlakeDevelopment.net is a global leader in website creation, app development, and online marketing, catering to businesses of all sizes. There's really no job too big or too small for BlakeDevelopment.net. Do you have an idea for a killer app, but you don't know how to code it? Are you missing out on online sales? Or maybe your business needs help with social media. Websites start at just $200, and they're offering 3 years of free domain registry. Yes, they take Bitcoin. 844-SITE-123. BlakeDevelopment.net, 844-SITE-123.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers. Software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
All whey protein powders are not created equal. Fresh liquid whey has been used for hundreds of years to restore health to the sick and youth to the aging. Why is it that no one reports these benefits from today's whey protein powders? It is because they are all processed with heat or chemicals, which damages the protein and amino acids, making them allergy-causing or toxic to your body. One World Whey's True Cool process retains all the powerful properties of fresh raw whey in a concentrated powder. My name is Stephen Hewer. As a degreed nutritionist, my goal is to make you healthy in as short a time and as affordably as possible. One World Whey is speeding up the process of helping people get healthy and is replacing the need for many other supplements, making it more affordable. To learn how One World Whey may help you with fat loss, the elimination of inflammation and pain, detoxification of heavy metals, intestinal health, brain function, and increases in strength, energy, and muscle size, call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hi, I'm Rick Ostick with Famous Footwear. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies? That's why we support the March of Dimes in the fight against premature birth. Join us in supporting cutting-edge research, treatment programs, and outreach to help moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Learn how you can help save babies' lives at marchofdimes.org.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, joining you in the studio tonight. You've got me, Ian.
And me, Mark.
It's the live Sunday edition of the program, and of course you can join us online at freetalklive.com. If you want to get interactive with us here on the radio, you can call us toll free at 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Offensive Halloween displays, should they be verboten? Should they be prohibited? Should someone get in trouble with the law over having an offensive Halloween display? If there are people who actually believe that, I'd love to hear from you tonight. 855-450-FREE. Also Skype in at Skype username lrn.fm.
I think that putting libertarianism, the ideas of freedom, into fiction work is probably the best way to get those ideas out. I can't do that. I'm just not talented in that way. However, there are lots of people who are, including Brandon Bitros and J. Matthew Root, who are putting out a action comedy graphic novel called James versus the New World Order. And it's going to be, you know, a 5-volume, 24-issue series. They're trying to do some fundraising for basically getting some pre-orders. And you can do that by going to jamesvsthenewworldorder.com. You help them with the pre-orders, and you get a discount. It's a great deal. So jamesvsthenewworldorder.com. They want to raise $3,000 to pay for the artwork, the coloring, the production, and the distribution. It's jamesvsthenewworldorder.com.
All right. So Ian and Mark here in the studio with you tonight. Our toll-free number again, 855-450-3733. Some neighbors are saying that the purported anti-ISIS display in New Jersey is offensive, and one lady is even claiming that it is un-American. And if you agree with her, I'd like to hear from you. I did post the story, so you can see the photos over on our Facebook and Twitter. You can go to news.freetalklive.com and link over to either one of those, whichever is your preference. And there's more here of the reactions from folks. The owner of the home says that his decorations have been vandalized since he had gained media attention.
If you get the attention, then somebody's going to do the vandalizing. It's generally the way.
It's sad. And that is certainly un-American, disrespecting other people's property rights. This is this man's property. He should be able to put whatever he wants on his property.
A lot of people probably feel like they are, they're doing the neighborhood a favor by going and doing something like this. This person is sufficiently a pariah or whatever, and so therefore going after them may drive them out of the neighborhood or, cause them to change their behavior or whatever. So that's what they're doing.
The offended neighbor says, like it or not, Halloween is now viewed as a kid's holiday, and that's not a house that I would think a lot of parents would want their kids trick-or-treating at.
Maybe that's the idea. Maybe you want to save some money on candy and keep your little brats away.
He has put a ski mask on the dummy instead of the Obama mask since the controversy, but says he plans to, quote, kick it up a notch now that the reactions have been so passionate. So by being offended and by making a big deal out of this, people are bringing more attention to it and further encouraging him to make the display perhaps even more offensive as a result of that. Hey, he's getting what he was looking for, which is, in this case, international press coverage from the Daily Mail and a lot of other places. Now, let's see. He's not the only Halloween fan. Courting controversy, a front yard in Ohio is upsetting just as many for the gruesome fake corpses strewn all over. Even though Halloween is more than 3 weeks away when this was written, it's now just less than that. The yard in Parma, Ohio, already contains a cocooned corpse hanging from a tree, a body impaled on a stake, and a cadaver upside down on a cross.
The body impaled on the stake, by the way, is a child's body.
Yeah, it sure is. And it happens to be close to the Densler Elementary School. Although some have said the horrific decor
is horrific.
is too much. This is much more gory than the ISIS display. We're talking about knives sticking out of the necks And the person that is attached to the cross has been pounded. It looks like there are nails that have been pounded through their palms of their hands, if you will, or just below the palms of the wrists. So, yeah, pretty gory, plenty of blood, lots of
knives. What do you think about kids seeing this?
You know, look, it's Halloween. I mean, it's supposed to be scary. It's supposed to be a scary time of the year as well as a fun time. The fun kind of mixes with the fear for kids, and that's part of the excitement. That's part of the exhilaration of the entire thing. If everything was just tame My Little Ponies, it wouldn't be any fun at all.
I think it's too much, but, you know, I mean, what are you going to do? I think that if my son saw it, he'd want to see. We'd stand there and we'd look at it, and I'd talk about how that's a rubber thing, mm-hmm. and they're trying to make it look this way or that way, and, you know, I'd have a discussion with him regarding that. It's the best I could do in that
circumstance. Great opportunity to have those conversations.
Thanks for the opportunity, a-holes. See, this is what this is the story of a-holes.
And, well, yes, and ungrateful parents.
Them too. Lots of a-holes.
Let's see here. More from the story. Although some have said the decor is too much for Halloween, others maintain the family's just having fun, and their decorations are appropriate. Social media users took to Twitter to weigh in on the issue. One man said, they're fine. It's Halloween. Have a little fun with people with it. People need to get a backbone, for gosh sakes. Another gentleman said, they're decorations. That's it. People need to get a life and not blow everything out of proportion. Others didn't agree and said the decorations went too far and they were not fans of the family. People have complained to the city about the display, but Parma officials say there's nothing they can do because the family has a right to freedom of expression.
Absolutely.
Vicki Barrett and her husband may tone it down if they find out that children are being frightened. Then again, maybe not. She said, we don't want to scare kids. We just want to do
Then again, who's raising them to be such little wimps?
Yeah. We just want to do the Halloween fun of it, and you know, but definitely no ill intent. No, she says. Meanwhile, in Detroit, a woman who's been decorating her home the same way for 25 years has created a bit of controversy because of what's in her yard. Loretha Haddon puts a stuffed body in the front yard that attracts attention each year because it's so lifelike, according to the Detroit News. The body has drawn the attention of passersby, emergency workers, and
you gotta do something with that. I'm sorry.
And even police. And it is Detroit, so... she said the corner is
just
always
laying there. Holy crap.
That's great. That's good trolling.
Oh, God.
And she's been doing it for 25 years, so, you know, anybody that...
It just looks like a shooting victim laying there. Just like, what?
The head doesn't look the head doesn't look particularly real. It just looks like a
bed sheet. No, it's not realistic in the sense that
from far away,
right,
you would
this expect. Body looks realistic. It's realistic in the sense that it's just this figure lying on the ground like it's dead in Detroit.
She says the corner's always full of cars, people running up trying to do CPR. Once they find out it's a dummy, it's so hilarious.
Says this lady's awful.
She started putting out the face down body in honor of her husband's birthday on Halloween. It's drawn so much attention that Haddon has started taking the corpse in after sundown. She says if you don't bring him in at night, he won't be there in the morning. I learned my lesson. I have to bring him in at night. But on Halloween, he stays out all night. I just keep my door open until we go to bed. Our toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. What's the most offensive Halloween display that you've ever seen? And are you one of these people who creates the offensive Halloween displays? What's that been like for you? If you can share those stories, you're welcome to do so. You can also bring up anything you want. 855-450-FREE. We've got other New Jersey news about tolls. It's Free Talk Live.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
You can join us here on Free Talk Live. It's the live Sunday edition of the program, and with you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian
and Mark,
and our website, freetalklive.com, should be undergoing some maintenance tonight, so not during the show. It's online right now, but after our show is over, live Eastern Time, 10 p.m.,
expect some problems.
The site may become inaccessible for a short period of time or perhaps all night. You never know how long these internet rollout things are going to take, but we're looking to upgrade the website, and I'm excited about the new version. Mark, you've seen the teaser on the new version.
Looks great.
So we'll tell you more about that once it's done, but expect that to be happening later tonight at freetalklive.com. Now, you got a business you're starting up, you're going to need to have business cards. And business cards, most places, are still pretty expensive. Vistaprint?
You can pay $200.
Not expensive at Vistaprint. You can pay $9.99 for 500 business cards. That's what you can get when you use code FTL at Vistaprint.com. 500 business cards starting at just $9.99. That's up to 50% savings over regular site pricing. It's a fantastic deal. Their quality is great, and they're easy to customize, and you can't beat the price. So try their 500 business cards for just $9.99 using code FTL. It's super easy to use their online tool. I've done it more than once, and I made a custom card where I already had the graphics prepared, Most people don't have that. I made some Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree palm cards that I can hand out to people.
Yeah.
But most people don't have that, so you're probably going to need to do your own from scratch in a lot of cases. You can customize the text, the colors, the backsides. You can even upload your logo to one of their existing designs, or if you've got what I have, which is pre-done graphics, you can use those too. So whatever level of effort you want to put into this, you can do with Vistaprint's tools. Go to Vistaprint.com. If you want to upgrade the card, of course, you can do that. Thicker stuff. Brilliant finishes like metallic, spot gloss, and raised print. I gotta say, that metallic sounds really cool. I've certainly seen that effect on, like, the trading cards, you know?
As long as it gets people's attention and they're not throwing away the card, then it's working.
Vistaprint. Go and use code FTL and get those 500 business cards starting at just $9.99. As we continue here, you're certainly still welcome to discuss the offensive Halloween displays, especially if you're somebody who thinks that they should be somehow prohibited or restricted. If you think it's un-American to have an offensive Halloween display, I say that it's totally American to do something like that, given that the idea of freedom of speech is a relatively sort of American concept, I suppose. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Bad news for those of you in New Jersey and New York. You probably already knew how offensive the tolls were.
It's not really news. I mean, it's just it's a quantifying of what's so, right? I mean, it's...
The news is that the top three tolling agencies in the country are all in the New York, New Jersey region, together accounting for nearly a third of all the tolls collected nationwide. This according to an industry group that has run the numbers. This story coming from NJ.com, as in New Jersey, NJ.com. The top three include the New Jersey Turnpike Authority at number one with $1.42 billion in tolls collected on the Turnpike and the Garden State Parkway back in 2013. $1.42 billion in just 1 year's time for just two roads.
You know,
you can't get off of the Turnpike, basically. There's like no other way to go through New Jersey, basically. So they run everybody through this gauntlet, and you have to pony up if you want to go that direction.
Yeah, it's, a lot of people discredit libertarians because we want toll roads, they say. We want, obviously, what makes sense is that people pay for whatever the value is for traveling from one place to another, or that value is, given in some manner or another. But people hate toll roads.
Yeah, I don't think that... I don't want to have toll roads. My idea would be to just allow the market to decide how to fund roads, and that could be all manner of different things. Roads could be sponsored, billboards. There are all a manner of different ways to pay for it. Neighborhood associations, business associations could sponsor it.
If a neighborhood association sponsors it, it's going to be passed on in some fashion or another to the neighborhood, right? So the people that are there.
Sure, sure. So but the person who's driving through won't necessarily have to pay a toll.
Yeah, I'm...
If you come to visit your friends, you don't want to have to pay a toll to get into the neighborhood.
I think that neighborhoods are going to have to pay for their own roads. It doesn't seem
a lot
like
of them
people,
do yeah, already.
It doesn't seem likely that they would have tolls, but some of them might. Some of them might want tolls just to keep people out.
There are
islands in Florida where it costs a great deal of money to get onto the island because they paid for the bridge, and they wanted to pay for the bridge so that they could keep people off. $3 or $5 will keep down the tourists. They're going to go to a different beach. So that's one idea. Another is that I often think is that major thoroughfares will probably be sponsored by businesses that you can go to on those major thoroughfares. You need to get from one point to another, that maybe Walmart will pitch in for a portion of that road.
And then, Michelin Tire, this road brought to you by Toyota.
Yeah,
whatever.
The Toyota dealer, wherever you have to go. Because in radio, one of the reasons that people buy radio ads is because people are out there. Right? How many ads are there that you hear that ask you if you're hungry? And,
mm-hmm.
Thinking about a sandwich right now, those kind of ads.
Right. Pull off the road, go to Subway or
right,
whatever.
They're telling you that for a reason, because they know you're in a car, in all likelihood.
To the radio, odds are good. Yeah.
And that's the same way with the advertising on billboards and if there's billboards, then there's demand for advertising while you're going down the road. You know, maybe you don't want to see the road itself, you know, painted blue with the white Walmart symbol going down. Right, outbid them, and then have that section of road brought to you by somebody who just like black and
boring
yellow roads.
The Boring Roads Corporation.
Whatever. I mean, you know, so what? So what they want to pay? I'll drive on whatever they want me to drive on as long as I can do it for free.
Thing with these toll roads is a lot of them are proposed as temporary. Like, oh, yeah, we just need to raise the money to pay for the road. But they always stay. I mean, when have they ever removed tolls from roads? I know it's happened in New Hampshire a couple times.
It has to have happened somewhere sometime.
Yeah. The top three. All right, so New Jersey Turnpike, number one, with $1.42 billion in tolls on the Garden State Parkway and Turnpike in 2013. Number two, Port Authority of New York and New Jersey, which took in $1.33 billion at its four bridges and two tunnels linking the two states. I think it was that one that hit us for $19 when we were crossing through New York City in a 26-foot truck.
That
$19.
Was just almost 10 years
ago. And that
ago.
Was 10 years ago, yeah. So it's probably like $25 or something like that now. And finally, the third on the list, the Metropolitan Transportation Authority, which collected $1.23 billion at its New York City bridges and tunnels. So you add all that up, you got more than $4 billion in tolls for those three agencies in total. And according to the International Bridges, Tunnels, and Turnpike Association...
There's an association for them?
That's right. It was nearly a third, so almost one-third of the $13 billion collected from motorists nationwide. So of all the other 48 states... They only account for two-thirds.
I guess what I want to know is why I shouldn't be laughing at these folks and their ridiculous costs that they have to pay.
It's a real sad thing. I feel terrible for those people living in New York, and especially for all the truckers and the professional drivers that have to drive through there in order to do business in other places.
The drivers basically when a trucker has to pay, it's going into the cost of the things that they're trucking.
That's true.
So every one of us is paying for it.
That's a good point. Yeah, we're all paying these tolls, even if we don't live in New York City. So
another thing about New York, one of the amazing things about it is that you can't go to New England without passing through it if you're driving. If you want to avoid these tolls, as I do, we add another 100 miles onto our trip just to avoid the tolls and the traffic that come with New York City, going through Jersey and Washington, D.C. My wife and I drive down once a year to see the family down in Florida, and, well, you know, it's another 100 miles now. We drive a Prius, so that 100 miles isn't so bad in cost.
You want to round out the last of the top 10 list here. Illinois is at number 4, Pennsylvania's Turnpike Commission at 5, Florida's Turnpike Enterprise, they call it there, at 6. Bay Area, that's California's Toll Authority at 7, New York State Thruway Authority after that at number 8. 855 453 is our number, Free Talk Live.
Ever wish you had a business that ran itself, put money in your pocket, and you didn't have to go to work? If I could turn your current life into that business, then list it in the right systems that put money in your pocket, so potentially you didn't have to go to work. Is that something you might be interested in? Credit Success Secrets Revealed is exactly that. We help you document your life as a business. We place that data in the right systems to trigger automatic personal and business credit that works. We teach you how to get business funding to buy assets that put money in your pocket. Credit Success Secrets Revealed works 100% of the time, no matter your situation. It's as easy as following simple directions. We practically fill it out for you. Get up to $100,000 in instant business credit. Many people get cash in their hands right now. Call 1-800-707-8719. That's 1-800-707-8719. 1-800-707-8719. Or go to creditsuccesssecretsrevealed.com.
No way. Is that a real bullet necklace?
No, it's a 9mm bullet necklace with matching earrings, you'll notice.
Those are awesome. Where'd you get them?
Dave found them at patriotnecklace.com.
Wow.
They have a variety of calibers and necklaces and earrings and keychains.
Patriotnecklace.com?
Patriotnecklace.com.
Your choice of caliber bullet includes a rugged American-made stainless steel dog tag chain. A percentage of every sale goes to military and service-related charities. And get a discount by entering GCN at checkout. Show your patriotism and support our troops with a bullet necklace from PatriotNecklace.com.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
I am a 47-year-old female and had a heart attack in 2005. This is Alice from New Jersey. I still get angina, even with four stents. I was taking Nitro two or three times a week. The very first day after taking heart and body extract, the chest pain was gone. Now I don't wear a Nitro patch.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
You wouldn't go camping in the Everglades without bug spray, would you? It's in our nature to protect ourselves, especially when protection is simple and affordable. That's why IDStronghold.com has been providing affordable RFID protection for over 10 years. ID Stronghold wallets protect you from electronic pickpockets who pass near you with scanners and steal the information on the RFID chips in your credit and debit cards. IDStronghold.com is a technology company, so we understand how to best protect you against intrusive radio waves. ID Stronghold wallets are designed to block RFID signals, opened or closed, no matter where in the wallet you put your cards. Most other RFID wallets on the market were designed with only fashion in mind and do not shield properly, if at all. When you're shopping for your next wallet, be sure to get the protection you deserve by going to IDStronghold.com. Because getting anything else is like using latex gloves as oven mitts. Ouch.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live, the live Sunday edition, where you, just like any night of the show, can bring up whatever's on your mind. Now, we've talked about offensive Halloween displays. Maybe you want to comment on those. Perhaps there's one in your town that is stirring up controversy. Maybe you're the operator of it. Our toll-free number is 855-453, 855-450-3733. Plus, the news is that drivers in New Jersey and New York, the three different associations of government that are charging people various tolls in places are, in total, nearly one-third of all of the tolls collected in the United States. So they're right there. All of them are happening, basically, or the plurality of them are happening in the New Jersey and New York areas. Let's see. So on the rest of this list here, North Texas Tollway Authority at number 9 and Harris County, Texas Toll Authority at number 10. The number 10 is $560 million. The top toll taker, according to the article, was New Jersey, $1.42 billion in 1 year for just two roads.
They do really seem to run you through that New Jersey Parkway.
They sure do. And, of course, it's one of those things where you get off, you got to pay the toll, so you want to stay on. And that means that if you want to get gas, well, also you got to pay more in gas and food, too, because they have those state-run stores that are sort of contracted out to sort of this state-approved monopoly provider, essentially.
And they're not exactly the cheapest places to eat.
No, you'll pay double for a McDonald's hamburger or seemingly close to that.
Like going to the movies, you're going to pay more.
So if you want to comment, tolls, whatever's on your mind tonight here, 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Carl is on the line in New Jersey listening to WPG. Hey, Carl.
Yeah, you know, I want to talk about, you know, we have a pretty low gas tax, but we're number two in taxes. I think New York State's number one. People and businesses are leaving our state because it's too highly taxed. Yet, after the November election, we've been hearing the rumbling, the Democrats, because they control the state, they want to raise the gas tax. And my senator says, we can't fix your road with smoke and mirrors, right, or the bridges. And I say, look to the other states and see what they're doing right. In other words, we're one of the highest states for cost of repairing the roads and bridges.
I
and I say, yep. So,
you think that's unions?
It could be, but then
I don't know.
It's unions and old boy contracts, right, which are mixed together to some extent. I mean, some construction contractor is getting the golden deal out of New York State and is charging more than they have to. And, of course, they're paying union rates, so that means they're paying more than they have to get things done.
Right.
Sometimes union means you're going to get a better job. I mean, I don't know.
And then they're donating money to the elected officials. It's just a big circle, right?
It sure is, and you're not in it.
No.
Carl.
We're just paying. Thank you.
Thanks for the call. I appreciate it. The toll-free number is 855-453. Yep. That's 855-450-3733. How do you turn that around? Right now, according to the story at NJ.com, the New York, New Jersey region's bridges and tunnels are among the highest-priced individual toll crossings in the country. $16 to cross the MTA's Verrazano Bridge. $14 for all Port Authority crossings when paying in cash. Port Authority tolls will go up this year in December, according to the fifth and final increment of what is a record hike that was approved back in 2011. So, I mean, wow, that's for a standard car, $16 to go through, because it's more for an 18-wheeler.
Yep, government's a big, well-paid club, and you're not in it.
It's true. Jason is on the line with us here, listening in North Dakota to KTGO. Hey, Jason.
Hi. Hey. Surprised I actually got through today. But
it's super easy. You shouldn't be surprised.
Well, there you go. I guess I should call you guys more often.
You should. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Okay. Well, when the whole mess hit the fan about Volkswagen cheating on their nitrous oxide emissions, I kind of celebrated a little bit, and I have to give you a little backstory on that. I don't always agree with you guys on everything, but I agree with you completely that we are being backed into a corner by all these regulatory agencies, and basically people just go along because they're afraid.
Sure.
And the nitrogen oxide, a lot of people don't know what that is, and it sounds really scary to a lot of people. It's not.
Isn't it in corn? Like corn emits it when it grows?
Yes, it does. Funny that you should say that. It actually occurs naturally. In fact, I joked that we better make sure that Bernie Sanders doesn't add controlling the nitric oxide emissions from forest fires to his regulatory agenda, because there's people who would, I think there's some people who would give him a bump in the polls for that. But
yep. We outlaw forest fires.
That's right. And I happen to believe that most forest fires happen because the forests, because it's illegal to go pick the deadwood out of the forest, so it just piles up and becomes a tinderbox. Government is usually the problem, and in this case, government basically has, I've been saying for years, started setting emission standards. Basically because the environmental left wants to take diesel vehicles off the road. I believe that's the goal. And so basically the automakers have been put in a position where they had no choice but to either cripple the system, their systems horrendously,
right,
or put on the urea injection systems, which basically make them useless in the winter in a cold climate because the stuff's two-thirds water and it will freeze.
Mm.
And it will destroy expensive sensors when it does, and you'll get like 20 horsepower out of it without it. I mean, it's an absolute disaster. Or you could do what Volkswagen, and now it's come out that Audi and Mercedes and Mazda and somebody else have been all been doing the exact same thing with pretty much the exact same software, which is basically do what standardized testing has done in schools. You teach to the test.
Right.
So basically, they program the cars to pass the test, not really necessarily to have any particular result in the real world, but to pass the test.
Right.
And I look at that as absolutely brilliant. When Volkswagen first came out, I was like, yeah, I hope everybody does this. Because
so wait, how'd they get caught?
I'm not exactly sure how they got caught. My guess is that somebody actually did a road test as part of some state emissions testing program, and they're like, wait, this doesn't beat any of this. And so then somebody's like, well, let's look into this a little further because your brand new car should pass.
I heard that it was sort of a well-known secret amongst mechanics and these sorts of things. People that would know. There are people that tinker around with the computers in cars in order to make them better, and perhaps they would know in that circumstance.
So what is happening to them? Are they being targeted by the government now for some kind of punishment? Is there like a forced recall, or what's going on?
There actually has been a forced recall of a number of Volkswagen models, but now basically what's happening is, I'm celebrating. We're finding out that there has been a great deal of civil disobedience against these ridiculous and unmerited standards for nitrous oxide emissions. In fact, I'm reminded of something I saw. I used to watch British Top Gear quite a bit, and there was a supercar that was made by a European manufacturer, and they wanted to sell it over here. And for years and years and years, they couldn't do it because our nitrous oxide emission standards were so, his word was daft, which is the British word for stupid or crazy. And
a lot of the environmental types bought the Volkswagens because they felt like they were doing a good thing, getting the diesel. I went and looked, and I was interested in the gas mileage that one might get out of it, as opposed to the environmental issues. But some people bought them for that reason. Those people probably rightly feel a little grumpy, you know.
I would agree. And the sad thing is, diesel has the capability to give you near hybrid fuel economy with none of the heavy metals, none of the rare earths, none of the risks of fires, electrical problems, and none of the batteries to wear out and replace. Diesel really is, in many ways, everything the environmental left wants, except they're just absolutely terrified of diesel emissions. And
particulate matter, right?
Particulate matter and nitrogen oxides. Nitrogen
Jason,
oxide.
Really informative call. Thank you for making it tonight. I appreciate it. That was the first time that I'd seen the headline, but I really hadn't taken a look at that story. 855-450-FREE is our number.
I really wonder whether those cars that are tested like that are going to be better or worse after they get the fix.
855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves here. This is Free Talk Live's live Sunday show.
As a pioneer of the e-commerce movement, Overstock.com is proud to be the first major retailer to accept Bitcoin. Overstock was the first because Patrick Byrne, Overstock's CEO and founder, firmly believes in personal freedom and cryptocurrency. Over the past 16 years, Overstock has furnished over 18 million homes with a diverse line of products to suit everyone's unique styles and preferences. Support Overstock and freedom of choice while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more.
When the most powerful and destructive witch in 13th century France chooses a successor, her frightened young protege, Liana, escapes into the wild. Pursued by witch hunters, the town watch, and her mistress, Liana's only hope is a pair of newly returned crusaders, one with PTSD, the other a complete rascal. The Witch's Hand by Wendy Joseph is a cut above the usual sword and sorcery fare. Available now at your favorite booksellers or visit WendyJosephWrites.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Ricky LeBlanc, admitted in Mass only, Sokolov Law, LLC, Chestnut Hill, Mass. Ken Levin, responsible attorney in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Greg Hobby, New Jersey. The choice of lawyer is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertisements. While this firm maintains joint responsibility, most cases of this type are referred to other attorneys for principal responsibility. If you know what mesothelioma is, you or someone you love has likely been impacted by this devastating cancer. You may be entitled to compensation. Call Sokolov Law today, 1-800-218-HELP.
The only known cause of mesothelioma is asbestos exposure. Thousands of hardworking men and women, including many U.S. veterans and industrial workers, have been diagnosed with mesothelioma because manufacturers knew the dangers but put profits ahead of people. An estimated $30 billion in court-ordered trusts has been set aside to pay money to asbestos victims. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with mesothelioma, call now. You may be entitled to receive compensation without ever going to court or filing a lawsuit. Call for a free legal consultation at 1-800-218-HELP. That's 1-800-218-HELP.